metal, a doe skin and paddles, a kissing the lipless, the bleed off the sweetness away. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a special DJ training edition of In You All Along, the show you hear every Friday morning from 6 to 7, or sometime later when you wake up and listen to it in the archives. But we're here turning the sun on down here at WMFO. Me and Diego and Katie and Kate and Thomas. Every semester, I believe every semester, at least every year, WMFO trains a new crop of DJs, and us old DJs, or veteran DJs, or whatever you want to call us, current DJs, take it upon ourselves to take a few new folks under our wing. Real quick, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm a freshman at Tufts.
And what makes you, what brings you to the wide world of radio, Thomas? What's your interest here?
I just like music. I have a wide-ranging taste in music, and I just want to share it.
Fantastic. Can't wait to hear what you have to share.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Pull in a little closer to the mic.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Great.
I'm a sophomore at Tufts. I like radio, I like music. I'm interested in learning how it all works and everything that goes in behind it.
Fantastic. Well, that's what we are here for this morning.
I'm Kate. I'm also a sophomore and also interested in kind of how radio works. What goes on at the studio.
Fantastic. And
I'm Diego. I'm a freshman at Tufts. And, you know, just radio, I think my music is really a big part of my personality. And I just like feeling my emotions when I listen to music. And I just want to share that experience, I think, through radio.
Well, this is great. You guys all sound like you have a real, I don't know, excitement to sink your teeth in here. I hope everybody at home understands that these people all showed up here in the dark before dawn, standing out on a chilly street corner in dangerous Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, it was a real effort, so you should all clap along at home. I'm going to get back to training them, and you folks at home can get back to listening to a little bit of music.
only in the guilt of an arrested man. I'm paralyzed and bleeding before I take the stand. Well, it felt like an arrow in my hand. Thief passed only in the wind. Upon the day that I set sail, I'm helpless on the harbor, no compass, no pail, and I'm left with an arrow through my sail. Sometimes we repair.
badass, another troublemaker. I'm scared, ain't you boys scared? Oh, I wonder if he's gonna show us what bad is. Boys, we got a man with a dog collar on. Jimmy Dean, bet he's got a motor back. What do y'all think? Bet it would be good, we'd get a ride on it. If he ain't too mad about the future, maybe we gonna help him see the future ain't what he used to be. Listen, hey, Spot, what are you like?
Okay, every... Ooh. Mic level too high. Headphone level too high. There we go. Okay. We're doing a lot of fiddling and screwing around with the knobs and stuff down here at WMFO. And you just heard a set that was played by a staff of five here. And I think it went really well. We just heard from Pete Townsend with his 1972 track Sheraton Gibson from his first solo album, Who Came First. I may or may not be expressing my displeasure with my my home team's performance last night in Cleveland. That might have also bled into the previous track, the Kelly Deal 6000, with Where Did the Home Team Go? were technically the away team. But anyway, from the Kelly Deal 6000's 1997 album Boom Boom Boom. Kelly Deal, of course, the twin sister of Kim Deal from the Pixies, and also the bandmate of her sister in the Breeders. Very similar voice to her sister's, which I won't say that there was. I think that's a great album, but it's kind of funny when you're when you've already got a famous voice that somebody else has popularized. There's a lot you can do. Before that, what can I add to the conversation about Tom Petty this week? Probably not much. That was one of my favorite Tom Petty songs from Southern Accents, an album I got when I was, 11, 12. That song was called Spike, and Southern Accents was a funny album. It had a lot of, it really felt like an 80s pop album. That was a sort of more Southern rocky kind of, drawly song, but Don't Come Around Here No More and Forget About Me were big hits off that album, and they really don't sound Southern rocky at all. In any case, we opened up with Dan Blakeslee with the Somerville Line from his new album, his amazing new album, The Alley Walker. Dan will be playing tonight at the Burren. Usually those Burren shows are early, so keep your eye on it, but it's his hometown CD release. I will be there. And Dan is a fantastic guy. He is an artist, a performer, just a gentleman. Nobody doesn't like Dan Blakeslee, including you. So, how's everything going, guys? Are you feeling good? Are you nervous? Are you panicked? I've got a lot of thumbs up here. Any thoughts on your first radio set so far?
Quite an accomplishment, I think.
I would say so.
I think my mom would be pretty proud of me.
Is she listening right now? Does she get up this early?
Oh, I'm from LA, so probably not this
early. So she's just up late still from partying.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So sure, okay. Excellent. Well, you guys are all doing an amazing job for 6:30 in the morning. And I think we'll jump right back into the music so I can give these guys a little bit more rope showing. Boy, there's a lot of mics on here. Every little sound in the studio. Okay. Everybody, we just played a number of songs from a number of different sources. We're learning all of the possible inputs here, all the ways that you can make mistakes on the radio. And that's okay, because that's kind of what radio is about. It's about making stuff happen live and figuring out how to make it work when it doesn't go so well. We just heard from Muck and the Myers, a fantastic local band who are playing this weekend. I believe they're playing we heard their song Doreen from their album Doreen. And I'm going to tell you in a second where they're playing. Where are they playing? Where are you playing, guys? Playing it once on a big long bill on Sunday from 2 to 8 with the Daisies and Lady Pills and Petty Morals and a flea market and art show. I don't really know much about what's going on, but it's one of the many things going on around town this weekend. Here at In You All Along, we always like to help the local music scene with a little encouragement. Before that, we heard Johnny and the Food Masters with Green Onions. Their cover of Green Onions is a very much covered song in music history. I can't remember off the top of my head. Booker T and the MGs? Somebody like that. Those guys are also playing. Oh, they're playing tonight at the Cantab on a bill with Dylan and the Deadbeats, Picnic Lunch, and Highlights. Johnny and the Food Masters play all covers, named after, of course, the dearly departed Johnny's Food Master chain of supermarkets from the Boston area. We opened that set with Cracker and Happy Birthday to Me from their 1992 album Cracker. That was a very, that was a self-centered track of mine. It's not my birthday today, but I realized that this was the day I was first in the WMFO studio learning how to do radio myself. What has a year done? I don't know. It's apparently made me qualified to teach other people how to make mistakes on the radio. In any case, as I said, lots of stuff going on this weekend in the Boston area, and one of those things, our public service announcement this week, Diego will be telling us about
Honkfest.
Right,
Honkfest, Festival of Activist Street Bands, Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. The 12th annual Honkfest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place from Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston. Honkfest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music, and the events are completely free and open to all. For more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio.
Excellent. A very valuable message for all of us. I would actually strongly recommend, if you don't go to Honkfest, you'll probably say, oh, whatever. If you do go to Honkfest, sometime in Davis Square tomorrow or in Harvard Square on Sunday, or the parade in between Sunday morning, I would more or less promise you that you will at least be surprised but you might be very entertained. I know that I'm usually very entertained by Hogg. Just a ton of energy, people dancing and playing in the street. Pretty infectious. Anyway, one of you guys, get over here in this chair. Next victim. You get to hear it, folks, live as it happens. It's amazing. Okay. Give us CD2. Yep, no, it's set, it's cued. Go right ahead.
Les soirées, plateau télé, dans mon grand t-shirt Mickey, j'étais encore un bébé. 85, j'ai pas très envie d'en parler. Les tris se cachent sous mes draps.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, why is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. You could be a part-time model. And then I see the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves.
A tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
Everybody, that is gonna do it for this week. And I just closed what we played here, but I can figure it out. We just heard from Flight of the Conchords with the most beautiful girl in the room. And before that, we had 95 Celsius by Valerie Lemercier from her from 1997. That came off of a Little Darla Has a Treat for You sampler from Darla Records. They put out some great indie pop samplers there and many other albums in the 90s. And that was the entirety of our set. Look at that. With, of course, more Diodato playing in between set breaks. Of course, right now, playing is the Wipers with When It's Over, which is always how we know And You All Along is over. I want to give my thanks to everybody. What did you guys think? Was your first day on the radio everything you had ever expected?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts? What were your impressions? Tell me your impressions from your first stint here, behind the mic, behind the board.
Overwhelming, for sure.
I can tell.
I think it was the first time I've used CDs in about 10 years.
CDs are still alive and well. They make radio a lot easier sometimes, but anyway, I'm old, so.
Also overwhelming. CDs probably easier than the iPhone, though, if I had to say.
I think the system's set up a little bit better for CDs. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But in any case, that is that's live action radio for you. The magic here down at the Inner Sanctum. I want to thank all of our trainees this week. They will be back with us next week. In the meantime, stay tuned for Ryan D and the Music Savage Show, who will show us a little more of how it's done. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.